It's early afternoon, and there's only a couple of customers at the Fusion Grill in Thousand Oaks. The restaurant's co-owner, Baroka Seriano, is standing outside of the kitchen trying to figure out how the state's newest shutdown order will affect her business. The new order means she can't use most of her tables for dine-in service. The restaurant now has to rely on one on its front sidewalk and a half dozen on a side patio.
We have a patio seating area, but honestly, it's more like I think this is going to scare people or make them more conscious about how careful they have to be. So it's not only about what I can offer to the guests, it's about how comfortable they feel to come and still dine out or just leave their homes.
The restaurant stayed open with takeout service during the first months of the crisis, even though it was losing money. When KCLU News talked to Seriano just before Memorial Day weekend, she was hopeful that the lifting of dine-in restrictions would help business. She says it did a little, but admits it's still way below normal. Now, there's this new setback.
I know that when we were restricted for to-go business only, even then, I don't think it was worth it. It's more like I want to keep my business rolling and not even give it a thought of stopping. So I'm here to try my best. I cannot just go stay home and do nothing about it. I'm going to still try.
The continuing surge in new coronavirus cases in California prompted the governor to order new restrictions for restaurants and other sectors of the economy in 19 of the state's hardest hit counties, including Ventura and Santa Barbara counties.
We have specifically targeted our efforts to close indoor operations. And I want to reinforce this. Indoor operations in restaurants, wineries and tasting rooms, movie theaters, family entertainment defined by guidelines that we had previously put out, zoos, museums, and card rooms.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the growing number of new coronavirus cases in the state and a 51% hike in coronavirus hospitalizations is prompting the new steps to try to control the crisis.
Bottom line is the spread of this virus continues at a rate that is particularly concerning. We are seeing an increase in not only the total number of positive cases, but a significant increase in the total number of people that are getting tested that are testing positive, meaning the positivity rate, not just the total case rate.
The governor says the new limits will remain in place for at least 3 weeks. Fusion Grill co-owner Baroka Seriano admits she's concerned about the future. The Thousand Oaks restaurant is 9 years old, but it was only a few months ago when they moved from their longtime Newberry Park location to a larger and much more expensive site in Thousand Oaks.
Right now, at this moment that you walked in on me, I'm filing for a grant that crossed my finger I'm going to get from Thousand Oaks City. I don't want to operate my business on loans. I want to sustain my business. It doesn't make sense to me to have a business that you operate on loan, that how are you going to pay back? Honestly, my rent is so high at this location. We moved to a bigger location with the hope that, you know, to grow the business. But I think I'm going to have to start thinking about, am I going to have to go back to a tiny location just to sustain a living?
Brian Sanford is eating a late lunch at the Thousand Oaks restaurant out on its patio. He says he understands the threat, but he says understanding it doesn't make it any less hard to accept.
It's frustrating. Can't really just do your normal stuff. Like even just going to the grocery store is like a huge mission. Like you got to wait in a line. You got to put all your gear on. I'm getting sick of it. I want to just be able to do normal stuff again. Can't do anything. And like even like for people, I feel bad for people having like their birthdays and like celebrating stuff. They can't do anything.
Also, the order impacts bars, brew pubs, wineries, and tasting rooms. In Ventura County, they have to completely close. In Santa Barbara County, bars and brew pubs have been ordered to close, but wineries can continue their outdoor operations. Zoos and museums must close their indoor operations, and movie theaters have to completely shut down. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.